This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM, 855-450-3733. Joining you in our studio here tonight, kicking off the Christmas weekend, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Of course, you can take control of the airwaves here, and you can bring up absolutely anything that you want to discuss. Our toll-free number tonight, again, 855-450-FREE, and our Skype username, should you wish to Skype into the show, is lrn.fm. So feel free to connect with us in whatever way works best for you. So coming up here tonight, we've got the latest on the tragedy in Venezuela, the human ongoing human destruction and tragedy as wrought on innocent people by their own government, their socialist government. We'll tell you about that coming up here in moments. But coming up here first, Daryl, you had a story about an elderly couple that was busted with quite a bit of cannabis. I saw the headline.
Just a little bit.
But I didn't actually read this story. It did look like an interesting headline. So what and where and how and all of that. What's going on?
Story comes from the Washington Post. They say the elderly couple caught driving through rural Nebraska with hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of cannabis in their vehicle. They were simply spreading holiday cheer.
I agree. 60 pounds. Yeah, that's a lot of cheer.
Patrick Giron and Barbara, 80 and 83, were pulled over Tuesday during a traffic stop by deputies in the York County Sheriff's Department who made a shocking discovery. 60 pounds of high-grade cannabis in their pickup truck.
I would love to know how they discovered that. I wish there was some kind of video footage of this particular encounter. Because it would have been pretty interesting to watch.
Yeah. The couple from Northern California told authorities they were en route to Vermont and that the marijuana was for Christmas presents.
60 pounds of it?
60 pounds. Well, you know, got to take cannabis to all the good boys and girls in Vermont.
Where's the source of this story?
Washington Post.
Wow.
Who cites a statement from the police plus New York Times. The couple were taken in on charges including possession with the intent to distribute, according to the newspaper. Of course they were going to distribute. It was Christmas presents. You don't give a Christmas present without actually distributing the present.
I hope that we see these people not take a plea deal on this, although already, obviously, they've admitted to knowing the marijuana was there and admitting to having some level of control over it. So it's not going to be an easy trial. But then again, they are in their 80s, and
correct.
So it may be possible, even in Nebraska.
Sympathetic jury. Right. I don't want to send grandma and grandpa to prison for the rest of their natural life.
Because that's pretty much what would happen
if they were
convicted. And again, remember, juries do not decide the sentence. So they would just decide to find them guilty, and then the judge
would decide.
Well, there
are some places and some cases where juries do determine a sentence.
Really? On felony counts?
I believe on certain things.
Are there certain state courts that do that?
Yeah.
Or?
I know with Florida and the death penalty, a jury gets to decide that.
I see.
So I don't know how that necessarily plays out to other charges, but I do know that in certain circumstances, juries do have a say on what the sentence is.
Gotcha.
And, well, we know here in New Hampshire and other states where the jury is not even allowed to know what the possible sentence is.
Right.
Don't know if that's the case in Nebraska. And the article says, while multiple states have legalized cannabis, Nebraska has not. In 2015, Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts called the substance a dangerous drug, saying, quote, as the use of marijuana has been legalized in some states, including our neighbor Colorado, we've been able to observe the impact the legalization of marijuana has had not only on their state, but as well as our own. Legalization of marijuana for any purpose has proven to be a risky proposition because the controls placed on its use in other states have fallen short.
How? Exactly. I mean, Colorado is bringing in more revenue from cannabis sales than alcohol sales, I believe. At this point.
Right. And they're not spending money on incarcerating people for possessing or selling.
Police can investigate real crimes because they're not busy with, well, I mean, in theory they could, because they're not busy arresting college students or others for possession of cannabis.
Yeah. So the article does mention about the stop itself.
Okay.
It says, when deputies pulled over the, I'm guessing this is Gyrons. I'm not sure how it's pronounced.
Oh,
J-I-R-O-N. So I'm just going to say the couple. When deputies pulled over the couple along Interstate 80 on Tuesday, they, quote, smelled raw marijuana and conducted a probable cause search, discovering the weed in boxes in the pickup topper. Yeah. Authorities estimate the value at $336,000.
Damn, that's a lot of pot.
Asked whether 60 pounds.
Yeah, that's a lot.
asked whether the couple were still in custody Friday afternoon, a woman who answered the phone at the jail simply stated, "They're not here."
All right.
Doesn't say where they are.
Yeah.
Whether they were given bail. Whether they were, you know, otherwise just released on PR, just quote-unquote, they're not here.
Yeah, this is a smuggling tactic that I have been aware of in the past. The idea is you use people to smuggle who the cops aren't going to suspect. And this is a pretty good one, right? Because how many times are they going to really expect that an elderly couple is going to be a marijuana trafficker?
Right.
In this case, it may simply have been that the smell of the marijuana was really there, right? Like, sometimes you question.
Right.
Like when they busted Damo Freeman. Now, I didn't see what that situation was, but Damo from CopBlock.org, the founder of CopBlock, he got popped like a year ago, almost, I think it was like a year ago, for 26 pounds of cannabis. But I suspect that was sealed up. And that it wasn't just, you know, sitting in bags and boxes, which maybe that's what was going on with these older folks, was they just didn't have, like, vacuum sealing going on. Because if it's vacuum sealed or double vacuum sealed, ain't no way a cop smelling that.
Right.
So, anyway, I just always thought that was an interesting tactic, and this is the first time I've actually ever heard of an older couple getting popped for it. Because otherwise they're so, I don't know what the right word is, not indescribable, but so commonplace, so normal, right? Like, this is an elderly couple, they're just going to visit their family for Christmas, and have a nice night, folks. You know, wave them on through, kind of thing.
And it was actually the York News Times out of York, Nebraska, not the New York Times, that had this. You know, you could see how the New York Times, York News Times.
That's funny.
They've got a picture.
Of the old folks?
Not of the old folks.
Of the marijuana?
Of the cannabis.
Okay.
So,
this is the cops, the picture they always take where they're bragging about how much they busted, and they, like, lay out a bunch of cash and lay out the pot.
No cash.
Well, right, they just had the pot. They already spent the cash.
Bunch of bags.
Yep.
And, you know, the sort of the large cheesy popcorn container?
Yeah.
They've got one of those that's completely full of cannabis.
Okay.
And, of course, the dog sitting in front of all of this.
Man.
And
they said they were going to Vermont. Somebody's pretty bummed out in Vermont right now.
It looks like there's some baby food containers. I don't know if they're just using that to prop up some of the bags, or if they also had little baby food jars with cannabis in it. And they've got just generic cardboard boxes that some of this is sitting on and in.
Yes, here we are in the 21st century now, where, you know, solidly into the 21st century at this point, and yes, people are still going to prison and being arrested across the United States for possession of a plant, In this case, 60 pounds of a plant. But regardless, yes, it's still the same principle, whether
right,
it's a quarter ounce or a pound.
The York New Times has a clarification. Barbara is 70, not 80.
Oh, well, that makes a difference.
But Patrick is 83. Or 80,
amazing.
Not 83.
I hope that they don't just take a plea deal on this one, although
yeah,
I imagine they will be offered a very nice plea deal because the police will not want, the prosecutor
you're 9
not
billion
want.
Years old, will yeah, let you go home.
Yeah, they will not
probation
this in front
forever.
Of the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. You can join us here. Are they going to legalize mushrooms next? We'll tell you about it.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash at Dash.org and help build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org.
You've heard of Bitcoin Cash, but did you know there's now a Bitcoin Cash wallet? The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com. Shop online and support Free Talk Live. Every purchase you make at shop.freetalklive.com helps spread a message of liberty. From shop.freetalklive.com, you can shop at places like Walmart, Newegg, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Omaha Steaks, HostGator, and more. Plus, you can get discounts on web hosting, legal documents, or pretty much anything using saveatpurse.com. Just bookmark the link and help Free Talk Live while shopping online. Thank you for shopping with shop.freetalklive.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450, free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. If you want to help build a better financial system for everyone, you ought to join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, it can be private and easy, fees are low, transactions are quick, and can be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and find out why. So, Ian and Daryl here in the studio tonight. You started the show out, Daryl, with a story about an old couple. One lady, 70 years old, her husband, into his 80s, they got busted driving across the country, and they were intending to go to Vermont with a load of 60 pounds of cannabis. They got popped in Nebraska.
Yep.
And are now facing felony counts for possession and distribution or the intention to distribute cannabis. And it's just so sad and so tragic, and you know, we've talked about this so many times. It's just the only difference here is these are elderly people, and I have to wonder, what would a drug warrior say? I mean, would it change how a drug warrior?
They broke the law.
It gets they're so hard to find. Drug warriors these days, at least they won't call the show. They certainly won't, right. You know, take the position of we should go on and you know keep killing people and destroying lives in the war on drugs. Because, you know, it's a losing proposition. All the evidence is against you. And so no wonder, you know, folks like that won't call into the show. But I just will still ask aloud for rhetorical purposes, you know, what would somebody who believes in the war on drugs say here? Go ahead, throw the book at them. Let's put them in prison until
they broke the law, Ian.
Yeah.
They broke the law. They know what the law is. They broke it.
But sometimes elderly people...
Don't matter. They broke it.
I agree with you that that's generally the position those people would take. However, when elderly people are involved, all of a sudden, people find some level of compassion. Like, they don't care if a 20-year-old gets busted with 60 pounds of pot. They say, you know, send him up the river. But I suspect some people would change how they approach this particular case.
No. I think if the elderly couple got caught with half a gram, people would have some compassion.
Mm-hmm.
But 60 pounds... That's a lot. They knew what the law was. People just wind up because it's so much. This is $336,000 worth of weed.
Mm-hmm.
They knew what they were doing. They broke the law. That's what the you know hardcore government lovers are going to say. Again, I think that those people might have a little bit of compassion if it was half an ounce. A gram, mm-hmm. something of that, you know, some small amount. Yeah, you know what? Leave grandma and grandpa alone. They just want to, you know, like, fix their, what's the eye thing? That
glaucoma.
Yeah, they just treat their glaucoma.
They needed a lot of treatment in this case. 60 pounds. So if you want to share your thoughts, you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450, free like freedom. That's 855-450. 450-3733.
But the real question is, was this actually supposed to be a Christmas gift for somebody?
It could
or
be.
Or for a bunch of somebody.
It could have been a Christmas gift.
Just drive around and, you know, toss bags.
They
to
were
people.
Going to Vermont, and there is a fair amount of cannabis usage in Vermont. So, I mean, maybe it was for the whole family. Related news. I've actually been holding on to this one for a while, Daryl. This one is from actually a little bit toward the end of November, published in The Guardian. Headline, after marijuana, are magic mushrooms next to be decriminalized in California? Because remember, California was the first state in the United States back in 1996, 21 years ago, where the folks in California did get a ballot initiative passed. Proposition 216, if I recall correctly, where they did legalize medicinal use of cannabis. And now, since then, more than half, I believe, of the U.S.
215.
I was close.
You were close.
More than half of the U.S. states, I believe, have now followed suit with cannabis medical
some
programs.
Level of medical
something
program.
Yeah. Yeah. Some better than others.
Yes.
And so now, is California going to lead the way again as they prepare for their legalization of recreational marijuana in 2018? One man is pushing for the state to become the first to decriminalize magic mushrooms. Kevin Saunders, a mayoral candidate for the city of Marina, just south of San Francisco Bay, has filed a proposal that would exempt adults over the age of 21 from any penalties over possessing, growing, selling, or transporting psychedelic psilocybin mushrooms. Now, that's a huge proposal. This isn't just a medicinal mushroom proposal here. He's just talking about straight up removing mushrooms from prohibition.
Meaning good.
You can grow them, you can sell them, you can possess them, you can transport them if this were to actually pass. And
now, are there limits on you can grow, possess up to 2 pounds?
I don't know. I haven't read the actual text of this thing here. But if we can figure that out, we'll definitely.
If
let
you've
you
got
know.
A proposed proposition number or something, I'm sure I can find it on Ballotpedia.
Yeah, they actually do link to a PDF here, so we'll take a look at that here in a moment.
Yeah.
If he can get 365,880 voter signatures by the end of April 2018, the California Psilocybin Legalization Initiative will be placed on the statewide ballot. Saunders thinks that now is the right time because he says that the drug can help bridge the current political divide and restore a sense of community. Quote, the world is really hurting and everybody's at a loss about what's going on right now with Trump, Brexit, the refugee crisis, and everything else. I'm at a loss of what to do politically, so I just want to get high. I'm just kidding. He didn't say that part. He said, but the only thing I feel like we could do is get psilocybin into more people's hands. He says it deflates the ego and strips down your own walls and defenses and allows you to look at yourself in a different light. He says it could allow people to figure out what to do and could revolutionize the way we treat those with depression, addiction, and cluster headaches. And sure enough, there have been some really interesting studies about psilocybin mushrooms,
yes,
and really being able to provide some serious assistance to people in some really bad mental states. And so when they itemize here depression, addiction, and cluster headaches, they actually link to 3 different articles about magic mushrooms and some of the testing that has been done in those areas. And to me, that's one of the strongest reasons to decriminalize, just as far as, you know, that's what people are going to pay attention to. That's sort of the foot in the door. And yes, that was the old accusation leveled at medical marijuana programs. Was, well, that just means you're going to be trying to legalize it next. Well, yeah. Yeah, it does. That's pretty much the plan, right? You show people that this is not the devil's weed. In this case, right, you'll be showing people that this is not the devil's mushroom, and that, in fact, there's actually a strong argument that it's God's mushroom, because if you go way back into the history of religions, there was an interesting pitch made to suggest that people on mushrooms may have actually written some of the historic encounters with God. Was the bush actually burning, or was that all just a hallucination? The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Let's talk more about this proposal, and you can weigh in on your support or not. 855-450-FREE.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at idstronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. idstronghold.com.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal tea at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Celebrate the new year on a new floor at Lumber Liquidators year-end flooring clearance sale. Save big on over 200 floors. Get the lowest price of the year on our thickest water-resistant laminate and wood-look waterproof flooring. Get pre-finished hardwood up to 35% off, bamboo up to 33% off, and take an extra 15% off clearance in-store. Get more from 49 cents while supplies last, plus professional installation and special financing. Don't wait. Get to your local Lumber Liquidators today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Join us right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as Skype username. LRN.FM here in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
Also, want to let you know about Anarchapulco. It is coming up, and it's coming up fast. Less than 2 months away. It's happening February 15th through the 18th, where you'll be able to hang out with probably hundreds, if last year was any indication. I think it was like 400 or 500 at least last year. Hundreds of like-minded libertarians, anarchists, voluntarists, people who care about liberty, some great speakers who you'll be able to meet, talk to G. Edward Griffin, Jeffrey Tucker, Roger Veer, Larkin Rose, Jeff Berwick, Bruce Fenton, Brett Vinon, Julia Taransky, Dana Martin, Juan Galt, Adam Kokesh, Kerry Wedler, Vit Yedlaika, and Sterling Lujan, plus live music from Jordan Page, Backwards, Rob Hustle, and more. It's happening at the Princess Resort in Acapulco, Mexico, February 15th through the 18th. I had the pleasure of going to this event for the first time this year, and it really was a great event. I would say the premier Libertarian Party kind of networking convention thing.
That's not a Libertarian Party event.
No. Like, more of a party. Like, there's a lot of nighttime activities.
So it's a party with libertarians.
Yeah.
It's not the Libertarian.
Yeah,
it's not a Libertarian Party event.
I didn't intend to say it was a Libertarian Party event, but the political party happens to also be called a Libertarian Party. In this case, I meant literally a party with libertarians
okay.
in Mexico and anarchists and the like. So if you want to learn more about it, go to anarchapulco.com. That's where you can use code FTL to save 10% off the regular tickets. And the regular tickets do include access to Cryptopulco, which is happening on the final day of the event, again, 15th through the 18th in February. There are also additional events that you can order with tickets or with extra tickets for, including a health and wellness retreat, Change Media University with Luke Radowski, and an Amazonian ceremony called the Snake and the Jaguar. You're going to have to go learn more about that over at anarchapulco.com. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from the event, so we will look forward to seeing you there. Once again, that's anarchapulco.com. Ian and Daryl here in the studio talking about the proposal that you've been looking over, Daryl, the California Psilocybin Legalization Initiative.
Yes.
And it does appear that it is going to, if passed, if it makes it to the ballot and if passed, it would basically completely eliminate adult possession, growth, transportation,
right.
Selling.
Let me read the full text of the initiative.
Okay.
That is two sentences. This initiative, one, exempts adults 21 and over from criminal penalties and decriminalizes adult use of psilocybin. Two, exempts adults 21 and over from California Health and Safety Codes 11390 and 11391, which otherwise prohibit possession, sell, transport, and cultivation of psilocybin. And then I pulled up these two codes,
yeah.
And there's no mention at all of, size of, this many grams or this many ounces.
So, yeah, this would totally legalize anyone over 21 from doing anything whatsoever with mushrooms.
Right. So before this
awesome.
Ever gets voted on, it's got the huge, huge task of needing like six or 700,000. I know it's only 350-something thousand
valid.
Yeah,
you've got to double it. You've got
to
double it.
You need to basically double that because signatures are going to get thrown out. You need 700,000 minimum.
Right.
They need these by April 30th. And there are hundreds of proposals that get filed that never make the ballot.
No doubt. But, this would be interesting if they can pull this off. We'll tell you more about the proposal here and who's proposing it. But first, let's go to Rudy. He's in Bullhead City listening to K-Talks. Hello, Rudy.
Hey guys. You're talking about mushrooms.
Yes.
I think, I've been doing a lot of research, and it's fascinating how they've started to release examples of people who are dying and they're afraid of dying and they give them a dose of mushrooms and the people are cool.
It takes away their fear of death. That's another story I actually had tonight about LSD and the terminally ill. Very similar.
Well, back in, 68, I guess, my first, I went into it as a good Catholic boy. I came off my first LSD experience. Totally changed.
Oh wow!
My fear of death, everything changed. That's one of the things that's kind of that the government really doesn't want people to be free thinking, and because there's a lot of people that do psychedelics and just Mark, I'm going to quit my job.
Yeah, tune in, drop out, right?
Yeah,
yeah, man, I totally understand. I totally am. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, it's every other substance that you do is basically an escapism from reality. And a psychedelic experience is a very serious turning inward. If you know what you're doing and do it right, you come off of it a lot. You know yourself a lot better. That's what I always talk about. But I have a question about Mexico and the thing you're going to do, the Acapulco thing.
Yeah, please.
I've got my passport application right here. And on it, you read it says, have you ever been convicted of any crime? 1991, I got busted for possession. Is that going to keep me from getting a passport?
I doubt it because it was so long ago. I think there's like probably a certain window of time that may affect it. So,
What was the charge again?
Possession.
Possession. Under the influence of possession.
We talking felony possession or misdemeanor possession?
No. County jail stuff.
Okay. I'm by no means a legal expert, but I think that, one, because it was, 26 years ago and a misdemeanor, you're probably okay.
Yeah.
Because Mark Edge has a passport, and
that's true.
He spent 8.5 years in prison
for murder
for felonies.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, he's not allowed in Canada.
But that's Canada's rules.
And
Mexico
Ian,
does not
you're not allowed in Canada.
That's correct. And I did not commit a felony. I am prohibited from Canada because I have misdemeanor convictions of, like, obstructing government administration and what was the other one? False swearing or
unsworn
something.
Unsworn falsification. So it's not perjury. It's just below.
Right. Go ahead, Rudy. Sorry.
You can't get into Canada with a drunk driving on your record.
Yeah, they really don't want a lot of people coming up to Canada. But Mexico, not as picky. Go ahead.
Here's the line.
Yeah.
Furthermore, I have not been convicted of a federal or state drug offense or convicted of a sex tourism crime statute.
But you were convicted of a drug offense, right?
He's reading off the question where it says yes, no.
Technically, because you were convicted of possession, you would have to answer that you were convicted of possession.
Yeah.
I think there's probably some kind of thing on there where you explain what the charge was.
Maybe.
It's been a while since I applied for a passport, so I don't remember.
So it's like $300, something like that. I mean, if they refuse it, they're going to send my money back, right?
No, I doubt that. I bet they're just going to keep
the
application fee. I don't think you're going to get a refund from them, would be my guess. But it wasn't $300 when I did it.
No, I did it like
a year ago. It was like $150 or $130 or something like that. Because I did the expedite because I wanted to make sure I got it quickly. And if you're planning to go to Anarchapulco, you need to send that in like this week with expedited service because it can take, I think, 4 to 6 weeks typically. I think I might have gotten mine in like 3 to 4, but, you know, they don't guarantee any kind of time frame. So the sooner you can get that done, the better. Rudy, anything else you want to share tonight?
On with the show.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. I appreciate the comments on the psychedelic mushrooms. I can't disagree with anything that you said about them. I have done them a number of times in my life, and I think that I'm better off for having done them. And I do agree with him that, you know, it does turn people inward. It is not a party drug. It really isn't psychedelics like mushrooms.
Right. And one of the things that needs to really be mentioned, you talked about some of the various things where psychedelic mushrooms and LSD and MDMA have helped with, like, PTSD, chronic headaches,
depression.
That's not just, go take this and sit in the woods. It's you're taking it with a therapist.
With a treatment program and a professional. Yeah, that's true. And there's more coming up here about this. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And since Rudy brought it up, let's talk about that fear of death, because there's some interesting news out about LSD, which is similar but different. 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Do you got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, make offer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. If you appreciate this program and you want to get behind Free Talk Live and help us spread the ideas of liberty and peace and psychedelics and cryptocurrency and other stuff, then if you like the show, please join us at the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. You can send in $5 a month through any major credit card, as well as PayPal, and even Bitcoin Core, if you would like. That is still available for those of you who, for whatever reason, want to try to spend it.
Have you set up like Dash and Zencash yet?
No, not yet. We had to customize a program to accept Bitcoin in the first place, so okay. I would have to hire the programmers to go back in and customize another program to accept this other stuff. And so I don't know how much money that's going to cost.
I thought you might have just had a QR code slapped up on the site.
No, we had it automated to where if somebody was signing up for the AMP program, it would be part of that automated process.
Okay.
You paid this thing? Here's your AMP thing.
Okay,
access,
gotcha.
That kind of thing.
Gotcha.
So it worked really well. Unfortunately, Bitcoin then became basically a broken piece of garbage.
Fees are really high.
Since that time, and so it's a nice thing to look at. But although we did actually have somebody join within the last 2 months, one person did do that. So
nice.
Thanks for that. Anyway, go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there, and you can help us spread these ideas to more radio stations, more internet listeners, and more. And you get perks like access to the AMP Only call-in lines, the AMP Only podcast, and the AMP Only Facebook group. You can even get an AMP badge or a Free Talk Live badge that identifies you as an amplifier on the new Free Talk Live forum. So some cool perks available to you as an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. So
I've got an answer, actually, for Rudy.
Right, yeah, he'd asked about applying for a passport and having a drug conviction in his
past. Correct. So I've actually got the denial of passports to certain convicted drug traffickers statute pulled up, or whatever it's called, from the U.S. Code. And a couple of things. under certain misdemeanors, it says subsection A, which is the you can be denied, applies with respect to an individual convicted under a federal drug offense or state offense if the offense is a misdemeanor, but only if the Secretary of State determines that it should apply with respect to that individual on account of that offense. The paragraph does not apply to individual's first conviction for a misdemeanor, which involves only possession.
All right, so he's all right then.
And then the period of ineligibility, which also factors in here.
If you were ineligible.
Right. Would only be ineligible during the time in which you are imprisoned or legally required to be imprisoned.
Okay.
Or if you're on parole probation or other supervised release.
Got it. Okay, so he's good to go then.
Yes.
All right.
Which is what I thought. I just wanted to pull up the statute to actually find out.
So we're talking about the guy who proposed and is trying to get hundreds of thousands of signatures on the California Psilocybin Legalization Initiative to place it on the statewide ballot, hopefully, I presume, for the 2018 election.
Yes. He's got to have those signatures by April 30th.
He's talking about why he thinks that this is the time. Why do we need to decriminalize or legalize in this case? Because it would make it so you could possess, grow, sell, or transport psychedelic mushrooms if you were 21 or older. So if you're under 21, sorry. But if this does happen, it will be an incredible change. It will be a true end to a prohibition straight out without
yes.
any kind of crappy legalization program slapped on top of it.
Right, which is what I was thinking would wind up happening because it's what they did with cannabis. The whole, we're going to regulate it like wine, but then add a bunch of regulations that don't apply to wine.
Yeah,
because the states, the Colorado is a really good example, where they gave this lie of we're going to regulate cannabis like wine, but yet they limit how many plants you can have.
By like wine, what they mean is we're going to put it under the control of the Liquor Commission and they'll just do whatever they want.
Right, but right. there's not a regulation on how many grape vines you can
I
have
understand
in your yard.
Point.
There's no regulation on you can only buy one bottle of wine that's 750 milliliters.
I get your point, and you're right, but when they say it, Daryl, what they mean is like, we do whatever we want, is how, when they say, like, regulate it like wine, that means we're going to regulate it like we do with wine, meaning we do whatever we want to.
But that's not what the proponents yes. were supporting and advocating.
That's one of the things that Harry Brown pointed out in his presidential campaign was, even if you create a government program perfectly how you exactly wanted it created, you don't get to run the government program. It's a bunch of bureaucrats who come in there and they interpret the words that were written down by you or whoever it was
right.
that passed the law, and they're going to interpret it differently than you ever intended for them to interpret.
Right.
And even if the first batch of bureaucrats gets in there and interprets it correctly, that doesn't mean the next batch of bureaucrats will interpret it correctly. And then all the other attorneys involved and the judges and everybody gets to interpret all those words in whatever ways they want to.
Right, and that's one of the reasons that I'm not, you know, overly joyous about the cryptocurrency deregulation thing that yeah. wound up getting passed because
in New Hampshire.
Yeah,
New Hampshire.
Sure, the current banking regulator is saying we're not going after the Bitcoin vending machines or
true.
The cryptocurrency vending machines. Doesn't mean that whoever follows her is going to have the same interpretation.
Well, that's certainly true. However, I will say that that woman is fairly young, and so she's probably not going to be leaving that position anytime soon. But regardless, even if they change out the heads of the department, the longer they take, the more cryptocurrency vending machines will exist in
right.
New Hampshire, and it will become an even more difficult process for them to remove. If they wanted to
right.
stop it, they should have crushed it out right when it was beginning, right when it was just the one machine in Keene, or maybe when it was two of them. But now there's six of them across the southern tier of New Hampshire, multiple operators, not all run by the same person.
Right.
So the more decentralized we can get these things to become, the more difficult it's going to be for them to target and take them out.
Right, but at the same time, if there winds up being, right now there's what, like five or six that are publicly
there
available?
Are six.
If it winds up being 15 or 20, they might wind up, oh, you know what? We need to wind up regulating this and then make all of them pay because there's like 20 of these things. That's a lot of money that we can bring.
Yeah, they could try that. I'm not going to do it, though. I can tell you that. I'm not going to jump through their hoops.
I wasn't suggesting that you would. I know that
the folks on the seacoast aren't going to either.
Yeah.
And I doubt that the people in Concord are going to. There's one company here that's like a for-profit company that's really kind of doing vending machines. They would probably do what they were told, but the rest of the operators
wouldn't.
They've got
machines in multiple states, whereas the other operators only have them in New Hampshire.
Correct. And I miscounted. There are actually seven. There's two in Keene, two in Manchester, and there's two on the seacoast and one in Concord.
So okay, yeah, I forgot the one in Concord.
So anyway, back to the story here from The Guardian about California, where the guy who's created this ballot initiative, his name is Saunders.
Kevin Saunders?
Kevin Saunders, mayoral candidate down in the city of Marina, said that he had a profound mushroom experience which got him over or helped him get over a debilitating 5-year heroin addiction in the year 2003 when he was 32. He says, quote, I got to the root of why I made a conscious decision to become a heroin addict, and I've been clean for almost 15 years since that time.
That's amazing.
It truly is. And I'm sure there are some drug warriors out there who would love to bring up some kind of scary story about somebody who took mushrooms and, you know, had a bad trip. And sure, you can go to arrowhead.org and you can read all kinds of trip reports. And there's a whole section there for bad trips. And, you know, whenever you're dealing with something that is this important and intense of an experience, it can turn out to be unpleasant in a lot of ways because, to some extent, you're facing yourself during these psychedelic journeys, which I consider to be very kind of spiritual, consciousness-expanding experiences, and I highly recommend them. But I would only recommend them to people who are ready to experience it. And it's hard to really say you're ever ready for a psychedelic experience because if you've never had one before, you don't really know what to expect. You know, we can talk about it all we want, but it really doesn't match the experience of actually having it.
Right.
So you have to have the lack of fear going into a situation like that because you don't want to sort of base the experience on a negative emotion. You don't want to start in a negative mental space before you have the, you know, whatever, whether it's LSD or DMT or psychedelic mushrooms. You don't want to be in a bad mental state to start because probably not going to get, I mean, it could get better, but you don't want to risk it.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. So he said he had an amazing experience. How is it that people who are the drug warriors can look at those stories of somebody who is a debilitating 5-year heroin addict who has that situation solved through the introspection he was able to have on these mushrooms? I'd love to hear what a drug warrior has to say about this. 855-450-FREE like freedom. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.